is called I Am, which focused on the I Am statements that Jesus made, as recorded most, I think, in the Gospel of John. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and such like. And one of the things that struck me recently was, actually, we could turn that around, because we can make our own I Am statements. So that's what we're going to do this morning. We've got a flip chart. We used to have a flip chart stand, and back at the George Whitfield Centre, and I said to Mark, where is it? He said, oh, we used to have one. I said to Kelly, where is it? He said, oh, we used to have one. No one knows where it's gone. It might still be at the George Whitfield Centre. So, I am. So what could we say that would follow on from that? Are you going to be my glamorous scribe? No, just whip them up there. Any suggestions? A child of God, that's really good. Okay. We've got to go at writing pace. And you said, redeemed. That's excellent. I am the apple of his eye. That's really good. Over here. Sorry? Holy and dearly loved. Forgiven. Forever chasing Jesus' heart. That's excellent. We're making Claire do a lot of writing here by coming up with really long ones. Anyone else? Via? Oh, free. That's really good. Excellent.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yes. Sat in heavenly places.
Joint heirs with Christ.
Well, Claire and I sat down. We never came up with anything like these long ones. We were just coming up with really short. Blessed beyond all measure. That's excellent. You are a really spiritual bunch. Pardon? An enemy of Satan. Chosen. Special.
Assured in faith.
Sorry?
Assured in faith.
Assured in faith. These are really good.
Victorious.
They're much more spiritual than we were, aren't they? Sorry? Yes, excellent. Reasonable at DIY. That's what I've been fishing for. Yeah, yeah, I am. I am 6'2". I am a blue-eyed person, a blue-eyed lady, perhaps.
Ooh, I'm a pearl in God's hand.
I'm a pearl in God's hand. Steve.
I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Oh, you're so spiritual. All true, aren't they? Oh, Bob's got one.
No longer a prisoner to sin.
No longer a prisoner to sin.
Excellent, really good.
Fear, you got another one?
I'm still thinking.
Oh, excellent. Anyone else? I'm supposed to be on a rest day today.
Annika Rice.
Is that right?
You know, broken vessels.
Yeah. Excellent. Very good. No one's done the one I wanted them to do, Claire. I am retired. Oh, I thought he said, I'm retired. Write down, I'm retired. I'm deaf. Anyone else? Oh, they haven't done it, Claire. They haven't played. Okay, should we crack on?
Yeah.
Okay. You next.
So what we were hoping to get from this, and we got a few, kind of what I am can be divided into kind of human characteristics. I am blue-eyed, I am retired, and more spiritual characteristics. And I'm going to just have a little look at the different categories of characteristics. And I'm going to look at the human ones first. So human characteristics can be kind of external or internal. So external characteristics, we think of our physical things, like what we look like. So I am white, I am British, I am female, I am 5'6", I am blue-eyed. And those are physical characteristics, and we kind of can't really change those things very much, can we? That's what we were created to be like. Some people try to change them though, don't they, sometimes? So, you know, I might be overweight, I could try and lose weight, I could get fit. Some people go to surgical measures, don't they, to change themselves. They have plastic surgery, they don't like the way they look, they have plastic surgery. Some people don't like the gender they are and they have surgery. But all these things that we, our physical characteristics, were kind of not a mistake. And Steve said it, we were fearfully and wonderfully made. When God knit us together in our mother's womb, he did it on purpose. It's not an accident. However you're made, whatever you look like, it's ordained by God. He chose you to be like that. He was the artist. And yet so often, we kind of want to change it, don't we? We have that little bit of us that we want to change. I was reading this book recently. It's by someone called Holly Girth, and she was talking about how her nickname throughout her life, I think she was about in her 40s when she was writing this, she says her nickname throughout her life had been Cheeks. She said, and if you'd seen my face, you'd know why my nickname is Cheeks. And she didn't really like this feature. She obviously had big cheeks, and she didn't really like this feature about herself, and she never felt beautiful or anything like that because of these cheeks. And God kind of took her on a journey, and she looked at her photographs of her family, her grandparents and her aunts and uncles, and she noticed that they'd all got these cheeks. And she realised that these cheeks were part of her history. It was part of her ancestry, what she'd inherited. And she went to a coffee shop or a shop or something one day, and the girl who served her, she said, you've got a really kind face. And for a job, she was a counsellor, she was a therapist, and she started to think, what about if this face is the face I most need for what God's called me to do? And maybe the bits of us that we don't like are actually, and we think he should have left out, are actually his crowning touch. Perhaps we've wrongly defined beauty, and in the end, the artist gets the final word. Beautiful about what it means to be a woman or a man or a Christian, and we have all these stereotypes, and it's when people don't feel like they fit the stereotype of whatever, that they feel they've got to change it. But we're all created to be unique, and we're all a different expression of what it means to be human. So we talked about the outside, the physical features, but we also have this internal bit of us, don't we? Our soul or our personality and what we like on the inside. So we might have, you know, we might be outgoing, we might be shy, we might be sensitive, we might be kind, whatever. Often personality traits have two sides to them. So no personality trait is inherently good or bad. Any personality trait has kind of two sides to it. So you can be, I don't know, passionate, and you think, well, that's a really good personality trait. And it is. It's good to be passionate about things and get things done. But sometimes that can be to kind of the exclusion of others and not really listening to what others are saying around you. And you might be so passionate about a cause that you're not taking notice of what's going on around you with your own family. So no personality trait is inherently good or bad, but we need to use it in the way that God intended. He gave us all these different traits and gifts, and we need to use them in the way that God intended. We've got the fruits of the Holy Spirit in Galatians 5. Love, peace, joy. We talked about joy today. Forbearance, kindness, goodness. Want to develop in ourselves. Sometimes we have to grow them. If you think of fruit growing on a tree, it doesn't automatically come without water and sunshine and nutrients from the soil. It has to be grown and nurtured, and in fruits of the Spirit, it's a little bit like that. It's like how Brian said, God wants us to be joyful. We're not kind of automatically joyful. We need to grow that in ourselves. And that's it, I think. Kev's going to do the next bit.
Right. So I just wrote some stuff up there that's kind of internal stuff. And as Claire said, these things can actually, they can be helpful or they can be a hindrance in different circumstances. So it's a case of using it right. So I am an introvert, which means I'm terrible at talking to people I don't really know. But it has an upside, I think, somewhere. is that actually I'm quite caring about people that I do know, so it's about using the bits that you've got. So Claire's talked a bit about the natural side, and I'm going to talk about one aspect of the spiritual bit, and that's the spiritual bit about our status. And a lot of these refer to that. We've got redeemed. I am redeemed. You are redeemed. The apple of his eye. Holy. Joint heirs. Blessed beyond all measure. These are statements that refer to our status. It's just what we are. So it kind of is similar to what Claire was saying about our human external characteristics. It's what we are. I'm a bit bald. Okay, I'm a lot bald. I'm this tall, and yeah, it's a fine look. And rather than being upset about that, it's about accepting that that's the way it is. And with a lot of these, we don't have to work for them. We have them. It's our status. And different people were calling out different ones, but actually they all pretty much all apply to all of us, and it's worth just reflecting on, actually, these things are all tell me who I am in Christ. They all tell you who you are in Christ. The one that I was really hoping someone would call out was, I am Steve. I am Mary. Because that's kind of, for me, that comes in that category. No one called out their name. I'm sure Veer was going to do it. Yeah. You, Mary, I apologise for picking on you, but I'm going to pick on you. You're Mary, and you're called. God called you. God said to his angel, "The because you're you." So no one else can be you. No one else can do that. People could try, but they couldn't do it because you're you. And being you is your job, and you, the Father has specifically called you. And that's true for each one of us, that it's not my job to be like Mark Jones or John Moreland or Kelly, and I'm not going to do an American accent, or anybody else. It's my job to be me. Because God's called me to be me, he called me into his kingdom to be me. And the same is true for each one of us. So we don't have to try to be like someone else. We don't have to try to be, oh, that person looks really spiritual, I'm going to try and be like them. Because you're you, and God's called you as you to be you. And that's great. So hopefully there's lots of stuff here that we can take away and take home with us. I'm going to say one more bit, which is going to be a bit of a ramble. I won't. We are holy, we are forgiven, we are free, but we are being sanctified. So that is a process that is taking place. So some things we have as a status, and some things are a process that goes on. And so I'm picking on sanctification as in I'm being changed inwards by the Holy Spirit, and I'm being made more like Jesus. And the same is true for each one of us. It's not a step change that happens on day one. It's a process of sanctification. And part of what we need to do is we need to live with that and accommodate that in our lives and know that it's going on. And it's not about being perfect on day one. It's about understanding that there's a process of change, that God is changing us. A lot of these we have as status. There's some things which are more of a process. And now I'm going to hand over to Claire, who's going to talk about something else.
So just like the human characteristics, there's physical outside and there's internal. With the spiritual side, there's our status, what you are, and then there's our function, what we do. And that's sort of about what we're good at or what we enjoy. And we often think of the spiritual things that we do as being things like praying or prophesying or preaching or whatever. And we have a sort of tendency, don't we, to separate the spiritual from what we think of as our real life. So I'm good at maths, so I'll be an engineer for my job, but then on a Sunday I'm a bit prophetic. Think, you know, thing the spiritual and the ordinary life, because I think he created spirit and we are spiritual beings. And I think it's no more spiritual to bring a prophecy on a Sunday than it is to go to work or change a nappy. We kind of feel like it is, don't we? Sometimes we feel like, oh, this is the spiritual stuff I'm doing now. This is the real stuff. And my everyday life is just what I do the rest of the week. But and when God knit you together, he had that in mind. He created you to do that. He created you to be good at certain things because he had a job for you to do. And I think even the spiritual stuff, the prayer, the prophecy, whatever, we shouldn't just be doing it here on a Sunday. We should be doing it out there. We need to be doing it in our workplace. We need to be doing it in the supermarket. We don't need to go up to people and say, thus says the Lord. We need to phrase it so they can understand it. But I think we need to be doing it everywhere. And like our kind of human qualities, our personality, we might have to work at the good things. Sometimes in our calling, we have to kind of work at that. There's a really famous quotation by Eric Liddell you might have heard. So Eric Liddell, to say, when I run, I feel the pleasure of God. And it was because he was like right. I do a bit of running. Next month I've got a big birthday. And to celebrate surviving 50 years on this earth, I've entered the Cheltenham 10K. So I'm having to stretch my distance a little bit up to 10K. And I had a little sort of laugh to myself because I set out on a run and I was thinking about Eric Liddell and I was thinking, do I feel the pleasure of God when I run? And I thought, actually, what I feel is pain. I feel my muscles are hurting, my joints are hurting, I'm out of breath. I do not feel the pleasure of God at this minute. I feel pain. But as I was running, and this was taking my mind off it, I was thinking about Eric Liddell because he was a world-class athlete. And he had to really push himself. I reckon every day that Eric Liddell ran, he ran till it hurt. Because he would never have broken records and won gold medals unless he did that, because that's what a professional athlete does. They run till it hurts and they don't. Spiritual stuff, or when I'm in the centre of God's call, I'm going to feel the pleasure of God. And we will, but we'll also feel pain and we'll also have to persevere and we'll also have to not give up and really stick at it. And so I just want to encourage you, whatever it is that God's called you to do, I encourage you to feel the pleasure of God in it, but also to persevere in it and know that it's not all. But that's okay, because that's what God's created you to do. And that's the end of my bit. We're just going to sum up, I think.
Thanks, Claire. So in summary, we talked about these I am statements in kind of four broad categories: as the human external, the human internal, the spiritual status, and the spiritual calling, if you like. And it's really helpful for all. You know, we can all take this away. We could all write words like these on our mirrors in our bathrooms, so that we see these every day, or whatever. And actually, I've found it really helpful just hearing what other people say. Because those are the things that aren't at the forefront of my mind, but other people have brought those out, so that's really good.